Watkins Wright Hairdressing and Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
There are 5 Watkins Wright Hair and Beauty salons in our area: Knaresborough, Kirby Moorside, Boroughbridge and Thirsk. But this week, we're heading north to Great Ayton to meet the team. First off, let's meet the manager, Amelia Herbert, and find out how she got to where she is today.
Well, Jill Watkins Wright is actually my auntie. From a very young age, I was sweeping hair and loved the whole being in the salon. I decided at 14 that it was definitely what I wanted to do. So I became a Saturday girl at the Great Ayton Salon. At 16, left school, didn't have any holiday, just came straight to work. By 17 and a half, I was qualified. By 18 and a half, I was manager. And it just sort of happened like that. I'm a bit of a doer.
Yeah.
So,
well, a manager at 18 and a half, you're obviously
yeah,
a doer.
Yeah, but I think that's just really leading by example of Jill and obviously a lot of support, you know, and doing it a long time. So I've been in the Great Ayton Salon 11 years now.
And are there any particular things about hairdressing and what is it that makes you think this is what I like to do?
I think I love cutting hair and I love colouring hair. I love the relationship that you have with the client. But I think for me, I love my team, especially at Great Ayton. We have a fantastic team and we have a really good laugh at work. And I think if you're not having fun at work, then don't do it. Do something else. I think you have to enjoy your job.
And another thing that Great Ayton is quite key on is making you look good and feel good for possibly the biggest day of your life. Wedding hair is something you do a lot of. So tell us about that.
So a couple of years ago, a client of mine started up Kiss the Bride magazine and she asked if I wanted to get involved, do some wedding fairs, do some photo shoots with her for the magazine. And we love it. One of my girls, Katie, she's been with us for 3 years and she is phenomenal at wedding hair. Last year we did 30 weddings, which might not sound a lot, but when you think you've only got 52 weekends, you know, in the year, it is a lot.
And they're all concentrated in summer as well, aren't they?
Yeah, so it is a lot. This year already we've got, I don't know how many, but we've got a lot. We're probably going to top that number. We've got a lot of bridal practice coming in. I would say brides tend to leave the hair to last. They think, you know, oh yeah, I need to book my hair. But I think especially if you know, especially with us at Great Ayton, we're so busy now, you need to get it booked in. We always suggest that you have as a bride, you have a trial and then go for a dress fitting, because you might think you want your hair up, but you might put your dress on and it might need to be down. The other thing we say to a lot of brides is, if you have short hair, if you know, if you are somebody who suits short hair, don't just because you've got engaged think you suddenly have to start growing your hair and it has to be pinned up and it has to look like a bride on the front of a magazine. It just needs to be a slight exaggerated version of yourself on the day.
Amelia has a team of 3 at Great Ayton, so it's time to meet them.
Hi, I'm Katie and I'm a senior stylist at Watkins Wright, Great Ayton.
Hi, I'm Chloe and I'm the apprentice at Great Ayton.
Hello, I'm Steph and I'm the nail technician and hairstylist at Great Ayton.
So you all have different areas of expertise, and Amelia has been talking a lot about wedding hair, and you are, Katie, the wedding hair queen.
Well, I try to be. Since I started at Watkins Wright just over 3 years ago, I took a bit on myself to go to the wedding fairs along with Amelia and get in contact with the local wedding fair organiser. I started doing photo shoots for them, networking with photographers, makeup artists, and been asked to do quite a lot of professional shoots, which you can see the photos actually on our website and Facebook page. And then since then, every year, we've just got more and more bookings and it's getting really busy. Love it.
And to go along with the wedding hair, everybody needs wedding nails, so they come along to you, Steph.
Yes. I've been doing nails since I started and doing brows as well. And then I started doing my training with hair. I love that aspect of being able to do both in the salon, and it mixes the day up. And you can also have someone come in and you can give them the full works in one sitting instead of having to go to different places.
And Chloe, you are I said you were new to the team, but everyone was like, nah, she's not that new. But you are recently qualified and you're looking for people to get a bit of practice on.
I've qualified my level 2 and I've just gone on to my level 3. So I'm looking for more models for practice and confidence in myself.
And when do you need those to come in?
Either Wednesday in our third salon or Thursday and Friday at 2 o'clock in our Great Ayton salon, and it'll be at a discounted price.
As well as hair and nails, the Watkins Wright Salon in Great Ayton got really involved with the Tour de Yorkshire earlier this month and were a key player in bringing back the community spirit between businesses.
We found out in December that Great Ayton was lucky enough to have the Tour de Yorkshire come through. I'm not a cyclist, but I think it's just amazing, and went to see the Tour de France a couple of years ago, and so for me I was really excited it was coming through the village. So I decided to go to our local parish council meeting to see what was happening. Nothing much was happening, so I sort of asked them if they mind if I was to take over. Mm-hmm. So we had the most fantastic day. All the local businesses dressed their windows. We encouraged people to dress their houses. We ran a best dressed house competition, aww, which was revealed, you know, the winners were revealed on the day. We had over 100 bikes in the village, all painted up. There was thousands of people that lined the streets of Great Ayton, and it was absolutely amazing. And I think for us as a business community now, you know, we're getting that trust back from the community. You know, we put on a real show when the Tour de Yorkshire came through. We had live music, craft fairs, stalls, and I think just the decoration of the village and the fact that the community absolutely got behind, you know, has been amazing.
Whether it's for your wedding day, a cut and colour, or you fancy a free consultation, get in touch with the Great Ayton Salon or any of the others by going to watkins-wright.co.uk.
Watkins Wright Hairdressing and Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.